InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Millions of Americans are wondering what they can do about the cost of insurance when everything is getting more expensive. Joining us is David Sampson, President and CEO of the American Property Casualty Insurance Association. David, what are some of the top reasons that insurance premiums are rising?
Well, Chris, there are really three factors. First is inflation. We're coming off a period of 40-year record high inflation that peaked in 2021, but those costs are still in the system, and insurance is a lagging indicator of inflationary costs. So, for example, home construction materials and labor have increased by 78% over the last 5 years, and auto repair costs and parts have increased by 56% over that same period of time. Secondly, increased storms and natural catastrophes. Nationally, property and casualty insurers posted an underwriting loss of $2.6 billion in 2024. That's on top of $24.6 billion in 2023 and $30 billion in 2022. So for the last 5 years, we have experienced the costliest severe storm losses in American history of over $506 billion in insured losses. And then the third factor that I think most people don't recognize is runaway lawsuit abuse is driving up the cost of everything from gas to groceries, and that's reflected in insurance premiums as well as these outrageous verdicts come with increasing frequency.
Well, some of what you just said is really out of the control of the average person, such as inflation. How can someone lower their insurance premiums to help them get by?
Yeah, there's a number of steps that we encourage consumers to take. First of all, insurance is a highly competitive business. There are a lot of companies out there that want to write your insurance policies. So when it comes time to renew your insurance policy, we encourage folks to contact their insurance agent and shop around and be sure that you're getting the best policy at the best price that fits your need. Secondly, you can increase your deductibles to lower your monthly premium. Just make sure that you've got enough savings on hand to handle that increased deductible if you have an auto accident or storm damage on your house. Third, consider bundling your auto and your home insurance policy. Many insurance companies offer discounts if you bundle both your home and auto policy together under the same carrier. And if you're a safe driver, ask your insurer if they offer telematic discounts that reward good driving. And if you're one of those drivers who are driving less than you used to, maybe you're not commuting to the office every day, you're working from home some, or you're an older driver and you simply don't drive as much as you used to, many companies offer a pay-as-you-go insurance policy where you only pay for insurance for the miles that you actually drive. So those are all steps that we encourage consumers to take to help manage their insurance costs.
Yeah, those are good suggestions. We're talking with David Sampson, President and CEO of the American Property Casualty Insurance Association. David, how is the insurance industry adapting to this increasing frequency of billion-dollar weather disasters? It seems like there's one of those every week now.
Yeah, it's a new normal that we're experiencing, and it's not just hurricanes in coastal areas. It's more severe convective storms and tornadoes and hailstorms through the middle of the country. It's increased wildfires in the West. And I think the real solution here in this new environment is we have to think about resilience and mitigation in the built environment. There's been a lot of research that has been done in recent years on how to build homes and businesses that can better withstand storms. The National Institute of Building Science finds that for every $1 invested in new construction, resilience by stronger building materials, strapping roofs to homes, better shingles, more storm-resistant windows and vents in homes, every $1 that's invested produces $13 in savings in repair and storm losses. And a lot of this comes down to the responsibility of local elected officials who need to adopt these new, better, scientifically validated building codes in new home construction, especially in areas where you're seeing massive new home construction development. And in places like California that are going to have to rebuild entire neighborhoods after the wildfires, you can't just build back to the same building codes that existed before that created that fire trap. And so we really strongly encourage local officials to look at the best science on how to build storm and wildfire resistant homes as we go forward to mitigate these losses.
Shifting gears, David, can you explain how credit scores and other personal data factor into the underwriting of home and auto insurance?
Well, there are many actuarially sound tools that insurers use to accurately price the risk of an individual insurance consumer. And insurance scores are just one of those tools that are used. And it's an indication of personal responsibility, personal risk management. And that's why credit scores can be used as one of the tools among many tools to evaluate the risk of a policyholder.
Some consumers seem to be stuck with one option when it comes to the insurance marketplace. Is there enough competition in the insurance marketplace to keep rates fair?
Oh, yes. Insurance is one of the most competitive industries in the country, especially in the financial services space. There are thousands of insurers that we represent that are doing business all over the country. The most effective way to ensure that there's strong competition is for state regulators to ensure a fair and open environment. Unfortunately, there are many states across the country that have so distorted the marketplace that instead of attracting insurers into the state, they're forcing insurers to actually leave the state because they can't get adequate rate for the risk that's on the ground. And so it's in the best interest of consumers to have many insurers competing for your business in any particular state.
As we wrap this up, I'm just wondering if you have any last words for our listeners on the topic of insurance and maybe how they can best help themselves with getting their insurance.
Sure. Being an informed consumer is the most important thing. And again, I can't emphasize enough how competitive this industry is. There are many companies that want your business. Engage with your local agent to define what your needs are. Make sure that you're adequately covered. Look at your deductibles, what fits your financial situation, and be an informed consumer when it comes time to renew your policy.
David Sampson, President and CEO of the American Property Casualty Insurance Association. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.